Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth was a village of 200 to 400 people. Like several other villages in the area, it was economically dependent on the city of Sepphoris, which was the capital of Galilee. The Hebrew scriptures never mention Nazareth, much less associate it with messianic expectations. Nazareth had no special status. So when Philip told Nathanael that Jesus was the one of whom Moses and the prophets wrote about, Nathanael concluded that Philip had to be wrong, since Jesus was the son of Joseph from Nazareth, an ordinary or less than ordinary town. The Messiah would certainly come from a more significant town. Not only was Jesus the son of a carpenter from a small, ordinary town called Nazareth, he also called upon the most ordinary, unassuming, unlikely cast of characters. Just look at the Gospels and note the effect Jesus had on the ordinary, or sometimes less than ordinary people. Not one of the chosen 12 disciples was a scholar or a rabbi. They were not religious or refined. Philip came from Bethsaida, the town that the brothers Peter and Andrew came from. Peter and Andrew were fishermen, and Philip likely was too. We don't know much about Nathanael. He is not mentioned in any of the synoptic gospels and is only mentioned here in the Gospel of John and one other time toward the end of John's gospel as one of the seven who witnessed the appearance of the risen Jesus at the Sea of Tiberias. Surely, if Nathanael was anything more than ordinary, as in a scholar or a rabbi, the gospel writer would have told us that. And think of the effect that Jesus had on the lives of the people who were considered less than ordinary or outcasts. The blind man at Bethsaida, the sick man at the pool of Bethesda, the demon-possessed man who lived in a cave, the paralyzed man lowered from the roof of a house on a mat, Zacchaeus, the tax collector, and the thief hanging next to Jesus on a cross, just to name a few. Also, think of the women who were outcasts to begin with, just for being women. The woman at the well, the Samaritan woman with the sick daughter, Martha and her sister Mary, and Mary Magdalene. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nathanael's question, based on his preconceived notion, is met with grace and encouragement. Philip says, "Come and see. Come and see. Whatever you are looking for, come and see." Philip could have given Nathanael some of his own opinions. He could have said, "This Jesus knows a lot about the Bible." Or he might have said, "There is something about this man, Jesus, that draws me to him." But Philip simply said, "Come and see." And Nathanael came and saw for himself. And what Nathanael saw was that while Jesus was indeed the human son of Joseph, from the ordinary town of Nazareth, he was, as we are told in the very first verse of this very gospel book, also the Word made flesh, who was with God from the beginning and who was God. After Nathanael recognized and acknowledged that Jesus was indeed the Son of God, the Messiah, Jesus said to Nathanael, "You will see even greater things than me telling you that I saw you under the fig tree. You will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Jesus is foreshadowing here, saying, in the signs that are to come, particularly the pivotal sign of the cross, the heavens are indeed opened. Nathanael and the disciples will see the divine glory fully in the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. The unveiling of the glory of God occurs in the birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Word made flesh, the carpenter's son from the town of Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip and Nathanael meet a carpenter's son from Nazareth, and they are changed. They answer the call to come and see, and their lives are no longer the same. And then they go tell others to come and see. You don't have to look any farther than turning on any news channel and see our country's capital to realize that there is a lot of unrest, to put it mildly, in our country right now. As a matter of fact, let's pause here to say a prayer for our country. This prayer is on page 815 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, no strength known but the strength of love, so mightily spread abroad your spirit that all peoples may be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace, as children of one Father, to whom be dominion and glory now and forever. Amen. This prayer and the gospel lesson from this morning remind me that God has a heart for all of humanity, and that in the end, love will overcome hate and division. We know this because love overcame hate throughout the entire gospel and was certainly proved on the day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So may we take up our task, as did the disciples, to invite people to come and see. Come and see the gospel story. Come and see what Jesus has done and continues to do for us. Come and see the love he gives to us, even when we ourselves feel less than ordinary, feel outcast, or feel lost. Our call as Christians is not to prove the truth of the Christian faith. Faith, like love, cannot be factually proven. Our call is not even to persuade others to become Christian. Our call is to say, come and see. One of humankind's most fundamental desires is to be fully known and fully loved for who we are. God knows each of us fully and loves each of us fully. As we said in our psalm this morning, paraphrasing, Lord, you have searched me. You know me through and through. Even before a word is on my lips, you know what is in my heart. You are before me, behind me, all around me. You lay your hand upon me. Every part of me, O Lord, you created. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Yes, God knows us fully and loves us fully. And based on what we have been taught year after year in the gospel story, God longs to lead us out of sin into righteousness. God longs for us to come and to see and to listen and then to act to make this world a better place. A place where division and hate are no more. A place where love and peace prevail. When we answer the call to come and see, we may find that it is not only Jesus, the son of a carpenter from Nazareth, the Word made flesh, God incarnate, that we discover. We may also discover something about ourselves and what it means to be a disciple and to be made in the image of God. When we answer the call to come and see, we may see what we have not seen before when it comes to our own faith stories as well. And suddenly we, just like the disciples, can no longer remain the same, because we too have been changed, and we too will long to tell others the good news and to invite them to come and see. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Come and see. Amen.